Several Midwestern states are considering laws to limit protests at funerals. They're responding in particular to a religious group from Topeka, Kansas, which sends pickets to the funerals of soldiers. The group wants to make a point. They say the soldiers' deaths are a sign of God's wrath against the United States for our tolerance of homosexuality. Kansas already has adopted a law that bans such demonstrations. Missouri is among the states that's considering one. Tim Hoover is Missouri Capitol correspondent for the Kansas City Star. He joins us now by phone from his office in Jefferson City, Missouri. Nice to have you on the program today.
Hi, Neil. How are you doing?
Good. What are these protests like?
Well, the protests usually involve a handful of picketers, anywhere from 5 to 10, maybe a dozen or so. And typically, the protests involve picketing signs, very brightly colored signs, with usually pretty inflammatory slogans on them. Things that say things like "Thank God for dead soldiers," "God hates America," "God hates fags," things like that.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, something that is likely to upset the family of any veteran who's being being buried.
Right.
Now, in Kansas, there's a law now to ban these specific kinds of demonstrations?
Well, there is a law in Kansas that attempts to address these situations, but it's probably going too far to say that it bans them.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the law essentially says that you cannot protest in front of or about a funeral 1 hour before the service starts, or 2 hours after it starts. In essence, though, I don't think it's had any real effect on the protest. The followers of the church, the Westboro Baptist Church, say, you know, look, we can stay far enough back that, you know, it's a reasonable distance, and courts have held that, you know, you can't completely banish a protest.
Now, they cite the First Amendment to the Constitution, I suspect.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, what kind of law is Missouri considering?
A similar law, and right now there's one that's really on a fast track. You know, as you might expect, there have been lots of veterans groups who've testified in very emotional ways for it, and there's been no one showed up at any of the hearings to testify against it that I know of. The only group that's spoken out against it has been the ACLU, and just said that it's overly broad the way it's written now. It would essentially ban protests an hour before funerals start, and then an hour after they end. The courts have basically talked about you can restrict speech when you talk about a time, place, and manner, but you cannot have a blanket ban on protest. And for those reasons, a lot of people say, you know, this law as it's written, the proposed law, wouldn't have any effect.
Hmm. Why is this coming up now? I mean, as I understand it, these protests have been going on now for a couple of years.
They have. The protests have been going on for years, but prior to the last year or two, the protest essentially involved the death of gays. Sometimes through AIDS or just some other way, or they involved people perceived as being sympathetic to gays. And it's only been in the last year or two when soldiers have started coming home from Iraq after having been killed, and these protests have started up, that lawmakers now are saying, well, look, we need to do something about this.
So, in other words, when it involved protests at the funerals of people perceived of as gay, there was no problem. Now that it involves veterans, there's going to be a law.
That's pretty fair. I mean, the only thing I would add to that is just, I mean, in the state of Kansas, where, you know, this group is well known, Kansas had a law made an attempt to really, you know, buckle down on this group in the mid-90s, and the law was thrown out in federal court, and they've come back now with this softer law that we've discussed previously.
And
there are various cities that have had ordinances attempting to address them, Topeka especially.
And one final question, and that is this case, the new Kansas law in the courts yet?
The new Kansas law, I do not believe, is in the courts yet, nor has it been challenged. I don't think that there's been any real attempt to enforce it. I guess the question is going to be, if the group tries this in Missouri or some other state where they're attempting similar restrictions, for instance, in some states, they're attaching distance, specific distance restrictions with it, so 300, 500 feet, and it will remains to be seen whether this group will be deemed to have violated that zone, and hence the police will arrest them, or they'll face sanctions in some way, and then at that time we might have a court battle.
All right, Tim Hoover, thanks very much.
Thank you, Neil.
Tim Hoover, Missouri Capitol correspondent for the Kansas City Star, joined us today by phone from his office in Jefferson City, Missouri. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.